بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى نريس حديث في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم which is reported both in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تتبع فيه الشمس. There are three narrations, very similar. The one I mentioned now is part of the narration. This is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Then another one in Muslim Sharif by Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala. And a third narration by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, also mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that every day it is incumbent upon man to give sadaqah for every joint he has. In the narration of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, we have 360 joints. We have risen this morning with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all our joints were stiff, we would be unable to walk easily. Just the thumb that we have, the joint of the thumb, so significant it is. When we are unable to bend our knees, our joints are giving up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with 360 joints, and this enables us to move freely, work efficiently. From these three ahadith, it is understood that we have to give some sadaqah for the 360 joints that we have. The narration of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he says, تَعْدِلُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ. You arbitrate between two people. You deal justly between two people in some dispute, and you give a correct verdict, you arbitrate between two people, that is sadaqah also. Then you help a person to mount his conveyance. He's unable to climb onto his transport, whether a bus or a camel or a horse, and you assist him. And you take his goods also and you place it on the conveyance for him. That is also sadaqah. Because normally when we talk about sadaqah, our mind goes to just monetary sadaqah. Rasulullah is showing us that these acts and these deeds are also sadaqah. Then, al-kalimatu tayyibatu sadaqah. Any kind word, some cheerful word you said to a Muslim brother, you rekindle his spirit, you made him feel good again. Give him some kind words, some advice. Kalimatu tayyiba is sadaqah. Every step you take towards salah is also sadaqah. You walk to the masjid from your car. That too is sadaqah. You remove some harmful object from the road, from the pathway. That is also sadaqah. The narration of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, فَمَنْ كَبَّرَ اللَّهَ Whoever says Allahu Akbar, وَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ He says الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَهَلَّلَ اللَّهِ He said لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَسَبَّحَ اللَّهِ He said سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ اللَّهِ He said أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ Oh, he removed, oh, عَزَلَ حَجَرًا He removed a rock, oh, شَوْكَةً or a small thorn from the path, or azman, or a bone, to equivalent to the number of 360 joints that we have, then he has kept himself away from the fire of Jahannam. So these are all different deeds we can do, which is also sadaqah, which is incumbent upon us for the 360 joints we have. So if somebody sits now, and 360 times you say subhanallah, 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 then you have fulfilled the wajib or the wujub of this sadaqah that is incumbent upon us. Oh, amara bima'rufin aw naha an munkar. Oh, you made amr bil ma'ruf and nahi an munkar. Coming back to the riwayat of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, after mentioning a few of these deeds, that a person made tasbih, he made takbir, he said alhamdulillah, he commanded good, he forbade evil, Then he says, Rasulullah mentioned, وَيُجْزِئُ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ رَكْعَتَانِ يَرْكَعُهُمَا مِنَ الدُّحَى. So one is you do all these actions that have been mentioned. Or otherwise, Rasulullah showed us such an easier way of giving this sadaqah for the 360 joints that we have. Daily we have to give this sadaqah. He gives such a beautiful prescription. Just 2 rakat of Salatul Duha. Salatul Duha we know as Chash Namaz. One is Ishraq after sunrise, 12-15 minutes after sunrise, we read Ishraq. That is separate. This is Salatul Duha. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What time is Salatul Duha? When the kid of the camel, the baby camel, is unable to place its hoof easily on the ground because of the heat. The heat of the stones makes it unable to place its hoof very easily. It keep on hopping. In other words, when it's quite hot. In our times here, it's easy, or the estimated times around 10:30, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, no problem. Many people ask, what time is Salatul Duha? So generally, that's the time for Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz. Extremely important. You can read 2 rakats, right till 12 rakats, which has been proven from Ahadith. When Fath Makkah took place, imagine what an occasion and how busy Rasulullah was on that day. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as narrated by Fakhita radiallahu ta'ala, Ummuhani, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughter of Abu Talib, sister of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, she says Rasulullah made 8 rakat salatul duha on that occasion. Most preferable from the ulama, what they have said, salatul duha, 4 rakats. But if you read 2 rakats also, Salatul Duha is made. So let us make our intention, inshallah. MashaAllah, many people read Ishraq, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Salatul Duha, when you're at work, you've got an office, you've got a factory, or you've got some place where you can just make your wudu, and just 2 rakat Salatul Duha, and you have fulfilled the sadaqah that is incumbent upon you for your 360 joints. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.